Greetings, good listeners. If I am addressing you prior to the show, then you know something is afoot. The broadcast was fine from Tuesday night for episode 34, but the recorded audio suffered. The quality is horrendous, and it will not happen again. We are going to go back to the original way that we used to record the show. That way, the people that can't make the show can download a better product. So we ask that you please bear with us this week, and next episode will be better. So with that out of the way, thank you for your patience, and on with the show. Previously on The Gamesman.
How are you today, sir?
Oh, great, man. Hey, man, first of all, it's good. You know, obviously our esteemed founder of The Gamesman, Jason's life, like, you know, Steve, he can't be here today, but... it's an honor to be here, you know, representing for him with Mick and with you, Scotsman, man. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys and back on the show as always.
Yeah. According to, Lifelike's Twitter messages, he was having some, issues and needed someone that had diarrhea of the mouth instead of the other way around. And that's probably why you're here, Simon.
Thank you.
Oh, how's it feel to get a couple of levels under your belt there, Mike?
Man, it's delightful. It's delightful. Yeah.
You gonna go spend some gil or some zenny on something?
I'm gonna get an epic mount. I'll tell you what her name is later.
Oh, yes.
Draw your sword, knock your arrows, and ready your spellbook. It's time for another episode of The Gamesman. What role will you play?
Greetings, guys, gals, and guildies. Welcome to episode 34 of The Gamesman, recorded on Tuesday, May 18th, 2010. We are live on GamerCorporation.com via Ustream.tv, and I am lifelike, assuming the role of your host. So with me for episode 34 is the Rabid Scotsman. What's up, man? What's new?
Absolutely nothing. It's still Monster Hunter.
Yeah, good man. How many hours now?
2:30.
Oh god, you're a sick
2:30
dude.
2:30 hours.
You're a sick dude. I'm having fun with it though. I really am.
I'm in plus mode now, so all the monsters are tougher. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds good. That sounds great. And also in the third chair for this evening is Beer and Beards. What is up, dude? How are you?
I'm a soccer fan, so I've been playing FIFA 09, getting ready for the World Cup here next month. And been playing Facebook little games, a little game called Treasure Isle.
Oh, no.
My sister was playing it, and I was like, oh, what's that? You know, so you get a little addicted to those little time wasters, you know what I mean? So
Facebook is taking over the world.
it's addicting for some reason. It's like, I don't know why.
Well, I mean, it's everything. My wife is playing Family Feud like crazy on there, and and the bad thing is, like, 8 episodes of that is $5, so I'm seeing PayPal email notifications all the time. Oh, yikes. Microtransaction. let me ask you this, Mr. Beard.
Yes.
How is Red Dead Redemption? You know, today is the Red Dead Reception edition of the Gamesman.
Yeah.
So how about some impressions so far?
Overall, I love cowboy accents probably from all these first
hot, hot cowboy on cowboy action.
No, Brokeback Mountain going on yet, but open. But basically, since Capcom sold it to Rockstar, it's exactly what you would think. Grand Theft Auto in the Old West. It has the exact same feel as Grand Theft Auto, the open world. You have your main missions, you have side missions, you have random encounters, not the same random encounters as an RPG, but you know what I mean. Like, you could just be riding your horse in the open country and all of a sudden you'll hear someone scream for help and you'll see a little blip on the radar and some guy is tied up and some dudes are about to gangbang him and then you got to go and shoot him up and then save him.
So your horse has like a GPS and you can track all
this? Well, they do have like a little map in the corner.
Oh, no.
And horse armor.
Yes, yes. You got horse armor. No, that's right.
To hold all your items.
Yeah. Apparently, you know, actually the cool thing is you do have like a little satchel on your side. Your rifle goes across your back, your sidearm. And then your knife are both on, like, holsters on your leg. So it doesn't seem like, oh, I have, like, a bazooka. Let me just pull it out.
So he has a fanny pack?
No, a satchel.
Oh, an actual satchel. Okay.
It's an actual satchel.
It's not, like from the Guild like Guest Tour.
Yeah. And then, like, I bought a bandolero. So now he has, like, you know, the bullet belt across his chest, like Chewbacca. So.
I was going to say, man, they stole that from Chewbacca.
Well, that's terrible. That's just horrible.
And we're not going there again.
Yes.
are you digging it?
Oh, I'm totally digging it. I mean, the only thing I'm kind of considering, like, should I have bought this game? Like, because when it comes to games like this, I'm really into just picking them apart, like doing every mission, going through. Like I like most games, I don't really care to get most of the achievements. Like I enjoy playing for the story. But games like this, like Grand Theft Auto and this Red Dead Redemption, I really enjoy just picking them apart. Like Fallout 3, just going around open world, just doing all the missions you possibly could. You know what I mean? So if this game pans out like that, then I can probably see myself after the rental is done, you know, it'll be, you know, a week. So UFC comes out. So I'll be into that for a good while, but probably when I'll buy this used for, you know, whatever the price is, and I'll really just pick it apart, eat it. You know what I mean? I mean, if that's how it pans out, you know, to be like a quite an hour consuming game, such as, you know, every other Grand Theft Auto or Fallout.
Well, now you did a little bit of bug testing.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why don't you elaborate on that a little bit?
Funny thing, because the first time it happened, I should have been researching this, but so far, I've only had it happen twice, two glitches in the game, and each time I've had to totally just shut the game down and, you know, reboot. Not my whole system, just reboot the game. It's the first time it happened, I was riding my horse and I noticed it was lagging. It was like galloping and stopping, like in mid gallop and go. You know, it was just lagging as if, you know, I was playing Modern Warfare. And I got off my horse and he jumped off, but he was like in midair when he jumped off. So he was stuck in midair, just standing there. And I couldn't move anywhere. Like, you know, I hit start to look at the menu and none of the menu was popping up. I mean, it paused, but there was no menus. And I moved and you can hear the clicking as if I was scrolling through the menu.
Well, where was the horse?
It disappeared.
I thought maybe it was knee deep in the ground, in the actual terra forma.
No, it just totally disappeared. And then you can whistle for your horse. So I kept doing that, and you can see it in the distance coming, and it will stop like halfway between where it appears and to you,
and then you call it again, and a new horse comes. So I had like four or five horses, like, panning, like, some distance away from me, and I couldn't access them.
They were all balls deep in the ground.
They were. They were balls.
I'm talking about balls deep.
So were you, like, busting out your ocarina and, like, playing for them?
Well, you just whistle. You know, you do the old cowboy whistle, put your two fingers in your mouth and whistle.
Yeah.
So after that, I was like, all right, start. And then I didn't have any issues for a while. And then, like, I was carving a coyote, and it was kind of clipped. It was, like, kind of, like, halfway into the ground. And I was like, all right, as long as it doesn't, like, freeze my game up like it did.
Wow.
But then I was riding my horse, and then all of a sudden I'm, like, 100 feet in the air on my horse. And then I'm like, oh, my God, what's happening? And then my horse just disappears, and it's just me just, like, standing there 100 feet in midair.
Anti-gravity horseshoes.
Like, same situation. You know, same situation. I'm just sitting, like, standing there. I can't move in any direction and no access to menus. So, technically, I've only had two glitches, but I did research it, and I guess there are the occasional glitch. But the last time I just played, you know, I just started like another hour and a half ago. There was actually an update for the game. So maybe they realized that and sent an update out. So
hopefully.
Maybe, yeah, so hopefully I lose.
Well, if you've already seen it twice, you'd think that at least their beta testers would catch that, right?
No idea.
They used to sit you down in front of a computer for 8 hours and go, okay, play, and, you know, until you puke. And if you find something wrong, write it down. But it seems like they just kind of test in like smaller increments now.
Well, I mean, was the 360 version the port?
No, I don't think. I think it
was.
For,
was it the lead SKU or no?
I think it's all systems, right?
Yeah, but I was thinking. See, these things used to happen when the PS3 was the port SKU. Like when the 360 used to be the lead SKU across the board.
Okay.
This is the kind of stuff that would happen. Like we had this problem with Fallout 3 on the Fallout 3 on the PS3. Yeah.
Hmm.
Like we had old Walter that you would take the scrap metal to in the
right.
the water refinery, he'd just die and he just disappeared. Like in my game, he disappeared. Ooh. And then when they patched it, he was back. I don't know. It was just wild.
Well, I mean, what was I saying? So maybe it's fixed because they had a glitch last game I just bought, Splinter Cell Convictions. You can only play to a certain point. And then it just froze. And then, you know, I took the game back to GameStop to my fat come-over douchebag employee there.
And, it wasn't the guy from South Park that owned the record company, remember? I am above the law! And then
I mean, this dude basically looks like that. Come-over, overweight, mustache, you get the point. But but then, like, they did send a update, like, after you had to, like, clear your cache, reboot your system without it being connected to live.
Wow.
So hopefully this whole update that I just got, it, like, totally fixed any of those issues.
Wow. Hardly Dan in the chat room says that he believes that the PS3 was indeed the lead SKU, and I had thought so. I think there was some exclusive stuff for the PS3 version, I want to say.
I have no idea, because really I haven't done any research. I wasn't even going to rent this game, but my brother Paul was kind of like, I think you'll dig it, because I played Red Dead Revolver, and it was absolutely like, get out of here. I'm not even going to play this anymore.
Yeah.
It was like, there's like a little like movie in between levels, and then you were just like in the middle of a town, and it was basically just like a shootout, and then that was it for that level.
Yeah. Yeah.
So each level was just a shootout, and it was boring.
Well, I see. Red Dead Revolver was something that never really appealed to me myself, but I will have to say that just because we do the show doesn't mean that the people listening don't like it. So, in that vein of community love, Mr. Scotsman. Can you take care of the featured music for episode 34?
I can. The featured music for episode 34 is from Red Dead Revolver in celebration of the U.S. release of its sequel, Red Dead Redemption. Wiki says that Red Dead Revolver is a Western third-person shooter video game published by Rockstar Games and developed by Rockstar San Diego. It was released in North America on May 4th, 2004 for the PlayStation 2 and the Xbox, which no one had. The game's development stalled when it was dropped by Capcom. In 2002, Rockstar Games purchased the game and expanded on it. Changing from an American Western to a spaghetti Western allowed the developers to add more blood and over-the-top characters.
Yeah.
The lead character appears to be an amalgamation of various Clint Eastwood-inspired characters from assorted movies. Mainly the Man with No Name character, with whom he shares many similar traits. Amazon.com lists the game new for the PlayStation 2 at around $25, new for the Xbox at around $45, and used on each for around $10. The opening is main theme. The first interlude will be, you're right, dude, what is this Italian?
Il bandito
Mexicano. Mexicano, yeah.
The what second about Mexicano?
Is Flumovnol? Colt. I don't know. And the outro is Un Uomo Chiamato Apocalypse.
Okay. Excellent. I know that was rough.
Good enough.
I really didn't want to stick you with that, but that's the titles of the tracks. I mean, there's not much I can do about that. All right. So moving on from featured music, now that that's taken care of, how about one email and Mr. Beer and Beards, why don't you go ahead and take care of that?
Yes. We have an email from our original beard, my brother.
Who's in the chat.
Gangster.
Yeah.
So this email hails from him. First thing is, screw Eber and his fat douche face.
With jawless face.
Yeah, which would be easy because he doesn't have a jaw. So
that's not right.
Okay.
No.
But Weaver, okay, back to the end. Whatever happened to art is the eye of the beholder. If a child's macaroni picture is art, why can a form of media such as video game be art? Video games are art, and I rest my case. Now that is out of the way, Rabid. You can play all the Halo Reach you want, bro. The world is too sad not to do what makes you happy. So putting your dignity in a jar up on top of the refrigerator makes you happy, then do it.
No, wait. I got an idea.
I didn't say I was going to buy it. Now, hold on. I said I might play it.
Original Beard and I, we're going to go around and collect everybody's dignity, and we're going to set up a little lemonade stand out in front of his house on the road and sell people's dignity for a nickel.
Jefferson Ave.
$60 and some map packs later on.
Yeah.
On another topic, EA is trying to get more money from us with the new charge for online content for major sports games. I see this being a good thing and also a bad thing. I hate paying extra for anything as much as the next guy, but this makes sense from a business standpoint. The used game business leaves a lot of potential sales out of reach for companies. Putting this into effect gives them a little back and makes good business sense. This makes used game consumers angry and only may lose sales for used game shops. They are probably hoping that customers will just assume buy the new instead because in most cases they'll end up paying about the same. I'm going to leave you guys to your show now. Big ups to my little bro, Beer and Beards, and to my two live crew, yours truly, Original Beard.
Original Beard.
Love getting emails.
Yeah, thank you, dude. You were in the chat room right now, so thank you for the email. You know, we obviously on the Gamesman Extra last week, that was one of the topics that we carried over was games as art. And, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the reaction from people that, you know, like us that play games. Is like you had said, Scotsman, you said that games had taken you to deeper places than movies ever could.
Yeah, for sure.
And I agree with that 150%. I think about, I mean, every time I think about the perfect game, my mind always goes back to Eternal Darkness, and I think about that being art, and that game is definitely art and artful. I mean, it was artfully assembled and lovingly developed. It is just, to me, the perfect game. Uncharted 2 came close in a narrative storytelling manner. but I still love My Eternal Darkness. God.
I still haven't played it.
Oh.
I need to get it on, like, the virtual console or something so that I can actually try it.
I'm sure you could get it cheap on...
Well, I remember I watched you play it at my brother, Original Beard's house.
With yes.
Paul and whoever else is there. I remember watching it, and I was like, wow, this is a little before its time.
And very much so.
For sure.
Yeah, very much so. It's definitely something that needs to be in a serious gamer's repertoire. I really, really believe that. But, I mean, enough about me, you know, fondling Eternal Darkness like I always do. But anyway, he goes on to say about, you know, his thoughts on the EA Online Pass. And I kind of hesitate to get into it right now because that is one of the topics for RPG next segment.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
I guess.
there are a few perspectives to look at that from. I mean, needless to say, you know. But, anyway, for right now, we're going to hold on to that subject and we're going to carry it over, but we're going to close out this first segment here, with some shout outs. And, Beer and Beard, since you are the guest, why don't you go first?
Well, of course, as always, I'm going to shout out my older brother, Original Beard, and I'm definitely going to shout out my older brother, Paul, who's in the chat room right now. He's my fellow musician in the family. Of course, I'd like to shout out everyone in the chat right now. Rabbid's wife, Harley Dan, over in the UK. What's up? Raina and everyone who's not here, Simon the Diamond, all the other podcasts on GamerCore, and that's about it. Just everyone who listens to the cast. That's who I'm shouting out.
There you go.
That's Simon, who gets us.
Simon sent me a text a little bit ago. He said, "I'm running errands like a mofo, but I'll be there as soon as I can." He will be there soon. But how about Scotsman? What do you got as far as shout-outs?
Not a whole lot, I guess. I mean, just the usual, you know, like Beer and Beard says, we got some great fans out there, so I just want to shout them out. And, of course, our fellow podcasts.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of those. Raina. We got a lot of fellow podcasts now.
Yeah, we do. Raina is in the chat room, and I play lots of Monster Hunter with Raina for, like, 6 to 12 hours a day.
Raina is great. Great Monster Hunter companion.
Good Monster Hunter. And of course, my wonderful, beautiful wife is there in the chat room supporting me. And she would like to shout out Jesus and orphans and her pet lizard. And no, it's just completely random. She's in the type of. So yeah, it's always good to get immediate input from our chat room from these live
it is great shows. It is rather addictive.
Yeah,
rather addictive. Well, as far as my shout outs, I mean, there are, you know, the obligatory ones, but first I want to shout out Mr. Rabbit Scotsman for filling in nicely again on episode 33, which was fantastic. I appreciate it. I always appreciate when things can get done when I'm doubled over. that's fantastic. I really appreciate that. And you guys had a blast, and it sounded like you had a blast, and I had fun listening to it. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. GamerCorp, GamerCorporation.com, you know, this is where you can catch Gamer Clash. You can catch Iron Hammers Live, which is a PC show. You can catch the PS Nerds, which is a fantastic show. If you guys are listening to us, you need to be here at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central tomorrow night to listen to the PS Nerds. They are fantastic.
Super nerdy.
Super nerdy. And it is. It's a great show. So, and then, you know, obviously, I don't know if I said Gamer Clash. That's the Monday night show that is
Simon the Diamond.
Yeah. You know, also I want to shout out all the gamesmen that couldn't be here. I want to shout out Z-Dub and, you know, Acid B and the one and only Excalibur. And VGHub.net. I got so many shout-outs. This is nuts. Everybody on VGHub, which is, the Couch Mercs. And along with them, the Overseas Connection. There's Veteran Gamers. I mean, there's the Over 35s, which now are gaming for the elderly. So go over there, get signed up. Go now while you're listening. www.g4te.com, gamingfortheelderly.com. So go over there and get signed up. Also, I want to shout out the Veteran Gamers on their 18th/100th show when they used to be the Over 35s podcast. So, and it was live. It was fantastic. And you guys did a great job. So I want to shout you out as well. I think that is about it for me. So what we're going to do is we're about at our half hour hard break. So we shall leave you with the first selection from the featured interlude music of Red Dead Redemption and return to play a little bit of RPG. So we shall see you in a bit. The second segment is RPG, or role-playing game. For those of you who do not know what RPG is, I, Lifelike, have crafted a few questions for the Rabid Scotsman and for Beer and Beards, and we will put them in roles and have them play them to their fullest potential.
What is your craftsman role? I mean, your craftsman level now.
Oh, my God. I mean, let's just say that I could probably make, I bet you I could probably make one hell of a dire bear armor at this point.
I was thinking, like speechcraft and thoughtcraft. I don't know.
I'm just selling and making potions, man. That's it. Everybody needs potions. All right. So, without further ado, we shall get to RPG. All right. So, random encounter number one is for beer and beards.
Ah, yes.
Are you ready, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Random encounter number one is entitled Game Stop Means No. So this story comes to us from GamePolitics.com. A GameStop employee fired for discussing piracy and rape lay in a college newspaper says that he was canned in order to avoid costing the video game retailer, quote, millions of dollars. Derek Littlejohn told Kotaku that following the publication of the Globe article, his district manager was contacted by a GameStop vice president who said he was getting calls about an article in the Globe, which the VP thought alluded to the British tabloid of the same name. Littlejohn indicated that the author of the Globe piece, Ann Straub, was a friend of his, but that he, quote, didn't know that she was going to cite me as an employee of GameStop, which is what they were able to use for firing me, end quote. Beer and Beards, you, sir, are a lawyer potentially representing Littlejohn. With whom does he have the right to pursue litigation?
This is actually pretty tough because I actually did read this article, and upon your employment to GameStop, you do sign a paper, you know, saying, you know, you won't
your
say,
bitch.
Yeah, basically, yeah, like, you're not allowed to say shit. So, really, it's his own fault, in my opinion. I mean, GameStop sucks. I totally hate GameStop, but there's no other place to buy games unless I'm going to order them online, and I kind of want my game immediately if I'm buying a game. But, basically, he should have told his friend, like, you know, make it anonymous. You know, don't cite me. The fact that she cited him, well, he should have told her, no, don't cite me. That's all I can say. I really don't think that he has a super strong case.
All right, well, what about litigation against the author of the article?
About the Ann Straub.
Uh-huh. Like, here's the quote from the beginning of the article. It reads, in the Japanese video game Rapelay, players like 22-year-old Derek Littlejohn choose their own storyline in the process of evaluating how to rape a female passenger on a mass transit system. Molest her two daughters and climactically persuade one of the victims to endure an abortion. Yeah, the game's a wreck, man. Littlejohn has worked at GameStop in Oakland, which is here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for 2 years and understands why the game has sparked international outrage from feminist groups and parents who want it banned in the United States because of its own degradation of women. However, he has a different view. So here, she paints him as someone who...
like a perv.
Like, he acts like he likes this. And then she says, oh, hey, he worked at GameStop. So, how ignorant is this, that this woman just used him to, you know, to pretty much write a controversial article to get hits? She used him for hits.
Well, the thing is, it's, can she really have anything against her? Because it's not her that gave that information. It was actually the Derek Littlejohn. He was the one who discussed this up-and-coming game to her. She just simply cited him for what he said.
Yeah, I thought that they were, like, friends or something.
Well, see, I think
according
that's
to the article, they are, but apparently
he thought he was giving her the inside scoop, like, under the table, don't mention me, I thought.
Right. He quoted, didn't know she was going to cite me as an employee at GameStop, which is what they were able to use it for firing me. So, basically, I don't think... there's any case against Ann Straub Little John should have, you know, been clear for it. Like, don't mention me as a GameStop employee because I could lose my job. You know, you got to be fully conscious of that kind of thing when, especially if you're going to talk to the media of any sort. Like, I'm not going to discuss my job. I mean, because there's a Hippocratic oath what I do. Like, I can't tell people what I do within my job. So
exactly. Well, I like where you're going with this. So let me. Why don't you let me play the right or play the part of the lawyer?
Okay, Lifelike, you are the lawyer.
Okay. Here's what I would say. If you are the defense lawyer for Ms. Straub, let's say that I am prosecuting. I'm representing Little John, and I'm prosecuting her. Ms. Straub could have been well within her right to simply say that 22-year-old Derek Littlejohn has worked in the video game retail industry for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But she purposely went out of her way
to mention games,
to mention the company in the actual article itself, and try to associate and draw a parallel with rape, molestation, and abortion with the company GameStop.
Defense's witness?
GameStop rapes my wallet. there's I don't know if
that's what the defense lawyer would say, but okay.
I mean, there's no lies there. I mean, they do rape people in the aspect of their wallet for buying a new game. So,
well, now I don't know if you guys know this, but Wipelike is a multi-store retail manager. She manages two stores. And her and I had discussed this yesterday, and obviously she came at it from the managemental point of view, and I kind of came at it from, damn, that's messed up, boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of where I came from. And, she kind of mentioned what you had said was that, you know, when you're given your handbook or whenever you're hired, you pretty much sign whatever the equivalent of like an HR 50 form would be, where they can pretty much get rid of you for anything. But the one thing that she had mentioned to me was maybe they were already building a case against this guy and they wanted to get rid of him. And this was just their easy out.
Very possible, but it just sounds to me like he should have, you know, minded his P's and Q's and actually, like, this is either off the record or, you know, don't mention my name. Do not mention my name. To say, you could say GameStop employee, but don't mention my name. Or mention my name, but don't mention where I work.
Exactly.
Well, what if he did say that? Because it sounds like he's saying that he did say that, don't mention me. But she went ahead and did it anyway.
Well, then, shouldn't have been talking to this girl.
Yeah, it's too late for that, though. Huh?
Yeah,
that's pretty much what I was saying.
So,
well, let me say this in his defense.
So okay. It's like, sorry about your luck. Go and get another job.
That's pretty much it.
Because you worked at GameStop. You can go get any other retail job.
Well, so here's a quote from Little John. Now, let me just read this real quick.
Little John? Little John?
Okay! He said,
Little John walks through the forest. Ooh la la, ooh la la, ooh la la.
Oh, God. All right.
Yeah!
Okay, he said, quote, one has to remember that Japanese culture itself is very suppressed in sexuality as a whole, to the point where they still censor their pornography with mosaics, both film or picture and film-wise. If you continually suppress a country in terms of sexuality, they'll just find different ways of exploring things themselves. Rapeplay is just one of those ways of people expressing themselves to see new things. Now, that, to me, is a very educated and grammatically concise answer and completely doesn't fit with the way that she describes him in the beginning of the article.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. There's something. I think there's something more here than maybe we're actually getting.
Yeah. So, basically, this guy should have said, "Do not use my name, or do not mention that I do work at GameStop." That's his own fault. That he should have, you know, he should have minded his P's and Q's. He shouldn't have. Told this Ann Straub, you know, when he was relating this information to her, he shouldn't have, he should have been a little more straightforward. And if that's, I mean, if he didn't, then that's his own fault. But if he did, then Ange drops a bitch. But but you know what I mean? Like, there's no action, I believe, that could be taken upon Anstrop on her behalf, because she's just a she just works in the newspaper, so she's not the one really exploiting the information about the piracy and the rape play. I mean, so Derek Little John, sorry about your luck, buddy, but
she was kind of doing her job. You know?
Go work any hands.
That's what I was going to say. So the general consensus is, sorry about your luck. And that, to me, sounds like a level up. All right. I kind of feel bad for that guy. Man, I kind of feel bad for him.
I do, too. But, I mean,
sucks.
And you just got to, if you sign some sort of agreement, like, in my profession, like, I can't tell you about anything, you know, any of the people I care for. If I do and that got out, my job's done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Except for me, where I'll talk smack on the post office all day long.
Splurges down in the middle.
Who you work for? The post office.
I am.
Yay.
I'm telling you, man. Whatever comes first, either the end of the Mayan calendar or my retirement date, I'm taking a dump right now. Plain and simple. All right.
That's right.
So,
you gotta place mail, you know, representing GamerCore in people's mailboxes, you know.
Yeah, but I'm gonna hand out the gamesman.com and GamerCorp.com in people's mailboxes, and then
they'll never know. They'll never know.
Grow the show. Hey, just on a quick side note before we get to the next random encounter, there was one of our guys in the mail. He was the mailman. He got to a cluster box. He opened up the back of it. There was a loaf of bread in there. He said, "I was ready to take two pieces of bread and put everybody's mail in between it." All right. Anyway, random encounter number two is for the Rabid Scotsman, and it is entitled "Anita, Know What's Wrong." This story comes to us from Gamasutra.com. Video game segment sales overall dropped to $766.2 million compared to the $1.03 billion in April 2009. NPD analyst Anita, which is where that comes from, Fraser, notes that this, at 26%, is the fourth largest year-over-year percentage decline ever. Quote, after September 2000, June 2009, and July 2009, end quote. Year to date, the market is down 11% at $4.73 billion as compared to revenues of $5.29 billion through April 2009. Now, I know these are a lot of numbers for you to get through, okay?
I'm getting the picture, yeah.
But
I'm seeing 11% down sales, and yeah, that's really all I need to hear there, I think.
Pretty much, it's bad. Okay, so that's the.
There's a lot of money not being made, basically,
and not being spent. So, Scotsman, you are a gaming market analyst. What is the explanation for the sharp decline?
Okay. As a gaming analyst, I would have to say that honestly, it's probably peripherals. I think that most people have bought the peripherals that they're going to buy as of the end of last year. I it was on a show, I can't remember which episode number. Thanks for that. And I think we mentioned that peripherals were, I can't remember what percentage of sales they were, but it was a pretty large number. It was like 20%, right?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm having trouble recalling that, but
so seeing only an 11% drop isn't that bad when it comes to just if it was just peripheral loss.
But I think Pete Rose
then has to die eventually. Pete Rose, yeah.
Pete Rose,
what the? Oh, okay. Yeah, as an analyst, I would have to take some extra things into consideration, like console sales, which probably aren't bad, but not many people are going to be buying Wii's again because they're a pretty solid machine, and the price just dropped on the Wii and didn't go up.
All right, well, let me ask you this. This is something I had down here. Hardware unit sales fell sharply compared to March 2010, and revenue dropped tremendously compared to April 2010.
Eating beer?
Sorry.
when prices were generally higher. They stood at $398.5 million compared to April 2009's at $512 million. Accessories dropped 9%, like you said, okay, year over year, to $118.4 million from $129.6 million. Despite the revenue drop, however, the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 both made gains in unit sales. So they still sold units from more units than last year. I don't know. This has to be software. That's what I'm thinking.
That's what
you know. If I'm Michael Pachter or some douche like that, that's what I would say. This is software. Look at the lineup for April, as opposed to the lineup for March and February and January. For the first 3 months of the year, we had a great quarter of the year.
Yeah, the first of the year. Video games are blowing up, and also you got to consider we're after the holiday season, but yet people still do like would buy gifts for Easter. You know what I mean? And Easter was early this year; it wasn't in April, so people were buying in March as well.
Well, check this out. I mean,
so it's Jesus.
There's a lot.
Yes, Jesus.
Video game.
He does. Jesus.
Respawn.
oh my
right,
god.
So. One of the things I'm seeing here is a lot of people delayed because of games like Modern Warfare and stuff at the end of last year. People did not want to release their big titles around Modern Warfare 2 because they know that it was just going to stop.
That's a good point.
So they waited until the beginning of the year, released a whole bunch of stuff, and now we're in this dead lull until after E3. I mean, that's just how it is this year.
And I think everybody was broke after 3 months. I mean, look at the 3 months that we had.
But also, you got to think, like, We really hit hard at the very beginning of the year, the first like 3-4 months. But now it's like, okay, what's the next big thing that's out? I mean, you know what I mean? There's not too many heavy hitters right now. Maybe in a few months, you know, we'll see like as more games come out, more sales. So I just think software wise, it just all depends on the time of the year. Of course, the beginning of the year might be hot. It might cool down until summer. Then summer might release really good titles, and then that cools down until the fall, going into the holiday season.
Yes,
a lot of good games come out. You know, September, October, November, and of course, this is the time that everyone's buying their games for the holiday season. So. You know what I mean? I believe it's a seasonal thing. Not many games come out, April, May, June, July. You know what I mean? It's like going into summer, like the transition from like the games that just didn't make the cut for the holiday season into the new year. And then there's like that like odd time period that maybe only like a couple titles that really are really hot, you know what I mean? They will come out, but nothing really comes out until the fall that's really heavy hitting because people really want those holiday sales, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, part of that has changed over even just like the last 5-10 years because I remember like 10 years ago, March would roll around and me and my buddies would all moan and gripe because it was the Ides of March was coming. There were no releases.
Right.
It was nothing. It was just totally barren. And it wasn't that big of an industry back then. You know, I mean, it's grown a lot. It's really boomed over even just the last 10 years.
Well, I mean, let's look at it from...
PS3 and all that.
Let's look at it from a different perspective. Let's look at it from our perspective, from the gaming perspective, the gamer, okay? We were thinking that April and the first week of May was going to be our catch-up period. You know, now with the advent of the internet, we all pay attention to release dates. We know we're all... It's not like waiting to get a magazine and waiting to read like we did 10, 15 years ago. Now, we can just check at our leisure to see when something comes out. And we look, and the only thing that's really of any note last month was, I mean, we'd have to say, what? Splinter Cell Conviction. I mean, for us, Monster Hunter, but we're in the minority.
Right, well, right.
I think we want to give a shout out there because on GameFAQs.com,
here we go.
It is the number 3 set of FAQs, Monster Hunter.
Oh, of course, because it is absolute insanity. That's
well,
why.
Now, the two games above it were games that weren't even released. It was like Red Dead Redemption and Alan Wake.
Well, that's the thing. Hardcore games on Wii, that's a total minority.
Yeah, it is.
You'll won't see that. Most people that want buy the Wii, I believe, are family-oriented or younger children.
I don't know. I think that's skewed a little bit.
Well, Super Street Fighter 4, too. I don't want to forget to say that. But since you bring up the Wii, okay, could some of this be attributed to the fact that maybe, I don't know, maybe Wii and Nintendo DS are in about as many homes as they're going to be?
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying. Was, you know, they're not going to get any extra peripheral sales. They're not going to sell any more consoles. They're there. You know?
I think that maybe Nintendo...
But this is the thing. I mean, maybe for Nintendo products, yes, the hardware, as much hardware as you're going to sell is being sold now. But then, unfortunately, for some ungodly reason, I'm enslaved to Microsoft. If it wasn't for the free fix that they provide when you get the red ring of death, I think that's why systems are still being sold. You know what I mean? Like, people who are turned off by Microsoft's hardware, not necessarily their software, because their software is amazing, but their hardware, they might be like, well, if this is the issue, then I'm moving towards Sony's hardware.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's where sales are going. Or then again, you got to think, okay, Microsoft has exclusive software. I need to buy a 360. But then you have Sony saying, well, now we got our exclusive content like God of War. What's the last game you guys played that was really hardcore?
Oh, Uncharted.
Uncharted, yes. Thank you.
Last year? Yeah.
I couldn't think of it, but that was like the last like really huge game that was really like strictly PS3 that I can think of. But you know what I mean? Like, so someone for me who, I mean, if I had the extra money, I would definitely be purchasing a PS3 for that exclusive software. But then you got to think vice versa. People want exclusive 360 content such as Mass Effect, Gears of War, those series. So I think that's where those hardware sales are still coming because of the software. But software in itself, I think, is seasonal. You can't make it too much of an effort to say that, well, software's down this month from last year, because it really all depends on the production companies putting out the games, but also you got to think what time of year it is. No one really is putting games out in the spring, you know, compared to like the fall.
Well, I have a funny feeling that the hardcore sales are pretty much the same as they used to be, and they've maintained what they were. Even to gaming's detriment. I mean, even if the release schedule isn't what it was this year, I still think that, I mean, think about it. Even if you're someone that's buying a $20 game along with like a shovelware game along with your Wii, there were a lot of people buying Wiis last year, and the attach rate, even though the attach rate is a sub-premium price, that's a lot of software.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of money. But good discussion, and that sounds to me like a level up.
I love that little sound file.
All right. So, two random encounters down. And you know what that means?
The boss battle.
Time for the boss battle. All right, the boss battle is entitled Online Pass Me By.
A Beatles song called me by, sang by Ringo Starr.
There you go. All right. This article also comes to us from Gamasutra.com. In an aim to incentivize players to buy its new games rather than used, Electronic Arts says that it will offer one-time codes for online content with each of its Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 sports titles bought new at retail. The online pass for EA sports titles will let users enter a code for a premium features and content. But those who purchase an EA sports title secondhand will need to pay $10 to purchase the pass for the same content.
Aren't those couch games anyway? I mean, really?
Kinda. Okay, let's
start with losing their money.
Okay. It's nice and simple. Beer and beards. You are Electronic Arts. Will this online pass be a full-fledged download or simply an unlock code?
Unlock code.
All the way?
No doubt.
All the way. All the way. Basically, it's just going to be just like adding points to your I don't know how PS3 does it on Xbox, your marketplace, adding points.
Symbolic.
Yeah. So basically, it'll be an unlock code that you have to pay for, which is terrible. I don't know if there's more to this question than
no.
I mean, I can go on for
now. There's more coming, but
carve it.
Okay.
Let me ask you this: how will you, as Electronic Arts, justify an unlock code to those who are smart enough to realize that most of the things that you're trying to sell them secondhand are already on the disc?
You mean the dead market?
Yeah.
The people that are smart enough, come on.
Well, I mean, the people that are learned enough and care about reading articles such as this.
Yeah, that's like 10% of gamers, 15% of gamers.
As Electronic Arts, I want money. So I'm gonna try to push all these video gamers who purchase the Madden series, the NHL series, the FIFA series, I'm going to push them to buy brand new so that they get this code because they think, oh, I get this for free. You know, it's a free unlock code so I can have my online pass to play my fellow gamers online.
Yeah, it's tricky. It's underhanded.
But the thing is, it's like, okay, I'm not going to buy this game new. I'll wait a while. I mean, if you're really into EA sports games, such as the Madden, the NHL, the NBA, the soccer, all that, you know, which I played some of these games, it kills me because it's like, okay, I can pay $60 to get it brand new, which I don't really buy games brand new unless it's really knock them out of the park worth $60. Because I don't have the money to be buying every title for $60+. You know what I mean? So this is basically just Electronic Arts trying to push new title sales instead of used sales.
All right, well, since you are letting your feelings get in the way of your role, as a gamer, okay?
Yeah.
Would this incentivize you to buy these games full price, buy them brand new?
Only if I was a hardcore into that gaming series.
Uneducated. Yeah.
So if I'm a gamer that loves the Madden series, like I buy Madden every year, then yes, this will be perfect for me. Because I'm trying to play people online. I love playing Madden online. That's my incentive. However, someone like Beard, some stiff in Connecticut who doesn't buy games brand new and doesn't really care about the competitive online, this will throw them off. They won't really fully care about this online pass, so they don't mind buying this game used. And yeah, if they do decide, well, I do want to play someone online, hopefully this game, you know, when they do buy it used, is less than $50, So then, again, they're paying the $10 online pass. So then it kind of equals out. You know what I mean? So hopefully you're purchasing this game for less than $50. If you're a used game buyer, you're going to purchase this game for less than $50. If you don't really care to have it, you know, within the first few months of its release. But this is really for just hardcore EA sports fans that, like, the Madden series, which, I mean, we all know how hardcore those Madden players are. They love playing online.
But don't they go out and buy it first thing anyway?
Yeah, they all buy it at midnight. So this, I mean, this is where that appeals. But for the used game players who really don't care for the online competitiveness of the game, this has no effect because they're still going to buy it used.
Yeah, I doubt that they will change much.
This is my little take on it, just as a side note, and I want to mention what Hardly Dan said in the chat room. He says, it bugs me when you get the free code for buying the game new and then see the same content on the marketplace after a while for virtually nothing. And he says, yes, I'm looking at you, Just Cause 2. All right. So my tiny point of view as we get on to the next part of the boss battle is, I hope that this is going to cut down the amount of used Maddens on the shelf. My God, there's a ton. Oh, every year. Every year after everybody's done with it, they trade them in, and there is a plethora of Maddens, Maddens on the shelf.
Well, that's the thing about sports game. After the season's over, do you really want to play it? Like, after football season, do you really want to play football games? No, you're moving on to whatever's next. Baseball, hockey, baseball. If you're into, you know, the different sports, if you're not just like a single-minded sports gamer.
Well, I mean, these games should be released once every 2 years with a roster update the following year, with a minor update. You know, which would be
so awesome if these companies were really so savvy that they would think like, well, we'll release it, but then next year we'll just do a roster update, a stats update. But no,
$20.
We just saw
you got 2010
stuff. We were just talking about 2010 stuff, and now I'm seeing all this stuff on my Xbox dashboard. Go out and be Tiger Woods 2011. What?
It's time.
Yeah,
it's time. All right,
but you got to think about EA. That's a sale. They sell it every
year.
That's
a primary sale.
They know for a fact.
Exactly.
That everyone's going to go out at midnight and buy Madden every year.
And speaking of that, on the official EA Sports blog, EA Sports SVP Andrew Wilson comments of the change, quote, when we see how many people are playing all of our games online, consumers are telling us that competition is endemic to sports in a way that most people don't get just by playing a game alone on their couch. As a result, we've made a significant investment to offer the most immersive online experience available. We want to reserve EA Sports online services for people who pay EA to access them.
I don't get that.
Okay. Scotsman.
Oh, no. What? I wasn't paying that much attention.
You are an industry analyst. Electronic Arts was Activision before Activision was Activision. Is this the beginning of a return to a prior form?
They're trying, I'm sorry, from an analyst's perspective, they are trying to come back to being that person, but without pissing you off too much. Like, they don't want to be that person on the surface. They still want Activision to look like the enemy, and they want to, in the meantime, they kind of are the enemy, just a little bit more than they used to be, but they're wearing the mask of your best friend. Let's go play football again.
That's a good point.
You know? I think it's pretty cut and dry. Well, that's it.
The thing that bugs me about this.
Strike to the head, man.
Busted off the crown. Anyway, the thing that really, really bothers me about this is the fact of now Infinity Ward is back where they started from. Okay?
Well,
and now we're seeing this. This is just weird, man. It's just like, it's almost like it's positioning, and it's sort of a power play.
The Titans, yeah, it's chess.
Man, it's just.
Now,
I say real quick from our chat room, I'm so proud. My wife has been listening to me. Because she says in the chat room, everyone's getting every bit they can out of you without pissing you off enough to boycott Final Answer. So true. It is.
And it kind of is. I mean, that is a lot. It hardly dances. It's never the final answer at the games. All right. So speaking of the final answer for both of you, the killing blow. GameStop praised EA's online pass as, quote, forward thinking.
Of course.
This relationship allows us to capitalize on our investments to market and sell downloadable content online, as well as through our network of stores worldwide, end quote, said GameStop president Dan DiMatteo. Okay, so for both of you, how does this online pass affect secondhand software pricing?
It doesn't. Basically, this does not affect secondhand sales. EA Sports are for hardcore sports gamers. Those people are very loyal to EA Sports. They buy the game opening day every time. Secondhand gamers are those who are just, they're really not that into the game enough. So they'll always buy the game secondhand, and you'll always have the loyal EA Sports Madden Midnight Release, you know, buyers. I just don't feel like this affects it. The only downfall is that if these secondhand software purchasers are really like, oh, I love playing online, but I don't necessarily like to buy the game brand new. That's the only one that it will hurt. But even then, I think it would just be like, well, I bought the game for $50 and I have to pay it for $10, then I guess I'll buy it new. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, this is true. Now, let me ask you, and I want to say what's up to Lee Man 00 in the chat room. How are you? My perspective on this, and I know Scott, you kind of agree with what Beard said.
Yes, I mean I think that on top of all that, the intelligent gamers will realize that EA still doesn't get any money when they buy you. So all they're getting from them is $10, even if they do decide that they want to go online.
I beg to differ slightly.
I don't know. I mean, it's probably just enough that even the smart gamers will be given in. I don't know.
How much does GameStop sell a used game for?
Depends on
a newer used game.
A newer used game, usually like $54.99.
Yeah,
roughly.
They give you $5. So what would have to happen is online pass being $10 is going to have to affect secondhand software pricing. GameStop is going to have to sell these newer used copies of disabled EA Sports games for $49.99 in order to compensate for the $10 they're going to need to pay to play online.
So GameStop itself has to have a price reduction in their used game selection.
And you remember when we talked about this about a month ago when we had the call-in show about DLC. Remember, so DLC done right?
Yeah. They're hurting their immediate sales in the hopes that they'll get five extra dollars later?
Well, here's the this is possible. I mean, think about it. Even if they're giving you $25 for the game, they're still selling it for $49.99 instead of $54.99.
Yeah, right.
So they're only losing $5, but they're still raking you over the coals. But right. You remember, one of the things that we came back to was the fact of GameStop at some point repackaging games with DLC codes and things from developers and publishers. And this, I think, is sort of the first step to that. Because now GameStop is sort of siding with the developer on something that they've butted heads at, you know, for years.
Well, because GameStop sees the potential of a more monetary gain from endorsing EA's online pass. That just shows GameStop will be getting, theoretically, they'd be getting more sales because of EA's push towards this online pass.
Exactly.
That have to buy. So
can they just push gamers to be happier, though? Like, give them free stuff?
No. That would never be because
that's irrelevant.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I had to say it's the right thing to do so. But, you know.
Right, because who really cares about us gamers? You know, it's really just about the sales. It's sales.
Because they know that one day, eventually, we're all going to get really pissed off and this stuff is going to be mandated. So they want to squeeze this for every dime they can now. You know, it's still technically early in the video game life.
I think you are correct. And I think it comes down to what we let them do. And with that, I think that the boss is down.
Thank God. If that was a real life boss battle, if we took GameStop down, that would be amazing.
Oh, man, that was a lot of RPG stuff. And even though that's one of the reasons why I like doing the show every 2 weeks now is because every 2 weeks there are enough stories for us.
Usually we could keep going.
I know.
A lot of these battles, I mean, these are really heated debates. I mean, you could really spend like a whole show just on this EA Online Pass.
And Mr. Scotsman, is that what we carry over to the call-in show next week?
It sounds like it. I think there were some people that were kind of concerned about the whole the replay games, but I think EA is actually the bigger topic.
It's huge.
I think so too. I mean, I think there are a lot of people up in arms about it. But like yes, beer and
that,
beer,
that little $10 should matter. You know, it should feel like 50.
Well,
it's going to add up.
Exactly. But I mean, like Original Beard had said in that email, it makes perfect business sense. Like, you know how we always try to look at things from a different perspective.
Right.
To them, it's perfect. And it makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's the same as the serverless
network.
They're
raising their hands and giggling, you know, maniacally over in their offices at EA. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But then I gotta ask, is this $10, is this a yearly thing? Or is
no.
It's
a one-time thing. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, kids. Well, we are going to get to the second interlude from Red Dead Revolver, and we are going to return to involve the community with hashtag the Games Vidcheck submissions. And what was that? And then we'll be back to wrap the whole thing up. So we will see you guys in a few minutes.
Word.
We are back from the second break, and of course, it is time to get to the hashtag the Gamesman Check submissions for episode 34. So, Mr. Scotsman, why don't you start involving the community?
I will do that. I will do that right now.
Love the community. Love them.
Heart. Our first Gamesman Check is from DoomCMYK. Hashtag the Gamesman Check. He says he's playing SNES ROMs, Cave Story, Lithium Pills, Final Fantasy Tactics, Netflix, getting mad at Lost, and watching hashtag NBA. Oh, man.
I'll tell you what, man. I love Doom's games with checks because they are sometimes they're just all over the place. I love it. Oh, it cracks me up. I love it.
The next one is from our good buddy and fellow gamesman, Hardly Dan.
Hardly Dan.
Hardly Dan.
Do it in an English accent like I had to do.
I will. I will attempt this. All right. Hashtag the gamesman check. He's playing Alan Wake. Alan Wake is a little more Alan Wake. And then waiting for the UK release date of Red Dead Redemption 21/5/2010. Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's a little off. It's
good enough. Good enough.
And it's been a while since I've done British accents, and you know the whole Scottish thing is natural.
So. That date format's backward, but that's all right.
I know that. Yeah,
America's always right.
I had to warn the guy that told everyone, John, on my Xbox Pringles. He said he was going on vacation last, like 3 months ago or something, according to it. And I was like, what? I had to warn him. How was that accent there, Dan? It's probably nowhere near, is it?
No.
I do not sound like that, he said.
You
don't. I've heard it, but...
You did tonight.
You do. Okay. The next one's from Murphy's Law 0013. And I got to yell at you, bud. I'm sorry. You fall into our gamer spotlight for this week. All I saw was hashtag gamesman check. You're actually kind of lucky I saw it because I just checked my list.
I think that's partially my fault because I sent him a text and I said, gamesman check if you want. And I think that's why he just put gamesman check. I think it was my fault.
No, it's Murphy, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Dragon Age Origins, still nice. And Halo Reach have filled my list this week, but Red Dead Redemption and Alan Wake are coming today. Nice.
Yeah. This is the beginning of Gamageddon.
Yeah, it's starting, and I'm broke, so we're boned.
you got a lot of content to keep you busy.
Yeah, I do. Just with Monster Hunter, I got another 700 hours or something. So next is from you, JSS Lifelike. Would you like to read it, or should I?
Good.
Okay. Hashtag the gamesman check. Kurapeko, Baroth, and Goebbels, oh my. 75 hours in and still loving hashtag Monster Hunter try with no plans of stopping soon.
Monster Hunter reference.
The next two are one gamesman check from the original Beard. The gamesman check, finished Splinter Cell single player. The story is very good. Also playing Heaven and Hell for Dio. Pioneer for Metal. Everyone raise your goblets of rock to Dio.
Dio.
Like a rainbow in the dark. Oh, Diva!
Yeah.
Soul Survivor.
And I love how you spelled goblets the first time. It was like goblets. Goblets. It was like with an I. That's great. Thanks from Einhander, the gamesman check, StarCraft and Borderlands Mad Moxie's Underdome Riot.
Yeah.
Is it StarCraft or StarCraft 2? It's
Two's not out yet. People are just getting pumped. They're getting ready.
And stuff. Yeah,
they're getting ready. That's going to be huge, man.
From our good buddy Asabee, haven't heard from him in a while here. He's been super busy, I know. He says, hashtag the gamesman check. And wow, it's all hashtags. Hashtag Monster Hunter 3. Hashtag Global Agenda. Hashtag Left 4 Dead. Hashtag Bad Company 2. And hashtag Borderlands. Oh, my. Yes, he's been busier game wise than he has been in a while, so he's loving it. He's happy.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. I cannot get him to play shooters with me. I'm surprised he's playing Bad Company too, but he says he's having some fun with it. Getting his ass kicked a little. But with Bad Company it just takes time,
That's right.
Unlock some stuff and learn the maps and Next is from Chris Matthew. Hashtag the gamesman check. Hey, gents, sorry to not writing for a while. This week, it has been Fallout 3. Still love it. Whose paper is it? Taking a dump over there. This week, it has been Fallout 3. Still love it.
as well you should. That is awesome. I wish I was still playing it.
I think this is like the third time he's playing it or something on a different platform, I think. Yeah. Chris Matthews all over that, man.
Rainbow Six Vegas 2, and you guessed it, the especially long Forza 3 career mode. Got some Sacred 2 in, and now anxiously awaiting Red Dead. Yeah, I've heard good things about all of those. Even Sacred 2, which I have yet to pick up. So.
I actually do want to play that, and he tried Sacred to recruit 2? Me to play some Sacred 2, but you know my slot box doesn't work. I may try to get it on the PS3 if he can rent it, but I'd rather try to get it on the 360 if I can get the old girl fixed.
Yeah, well, and if you get it, I'll try and scramble. But...
Yeah, it'll be fun, I think.
And then this is a new one to me, at least. Ricky P, UK.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. This hashtag the game's been checked. Been giving it some Far Cry 2. Tonight I'll be mostly playing Battlefield Bad Company 2. Roll on Friday when they both get shelled for Red Dead.
Yeah.
Waiting on the Friday release date.
I think that's just about everybody, man. I mean, everybody's looking forward to Red Dead. I mean, it's the big release. I mean, obviously this week, today. But that is, I just want to make sure that you know that is Richard Primrose, our friend, the also known as the Skullduggerer.
I guess the next one's for me. Okay.
Yeah.
Hashtag the game's been checked. I'm going to have to update this a little bit because I played some today. So broke 230 hours playtime and HR32 in hashtag Monster Hunter 3.
You sick bitch.
And now I'm going to go play something different. Lol, no.
Yeah,
hashtag lol, no. Yeah. There ain't no way. Next is Yoda the Third, wondering where our domes are at. Hashtag the game's been checked and playing lots of Skate 3 and making some sweet videos, also driving into some 3D dot game heroes. It's a blast. You gotta use punctuation, man. I don't know what you just said.
No! Yoda's against punctuation. He's anti-punctuation.
Well, what's odd is 3D dot game hero apostrophe S. What is that? They ended it with a period. It's getting a little closer, I think.
Oh, come on, it's Yoda. He's alright. He's working on it.
Yeah. No, he is. I see some improvements here. It's good. Just don't show it to your English teachers, man.
There you go.
Heart attacks waiting to happen. Beer and Beards. What's up, buddy?
Yeah.
He's reading mine. Read like Johnny James Dio. Hashtag the game's in check, playing Red Dead Redemption. No.
I just kept it simple because I was on the show, so.
Yeah.
If they really wanted to know, I'm right here. I could just explain it.
That's right.
Which I did at the beginning of the show. So.
He's on his flying horse.
Yeah. 100 feet in the air. Flying. I can't move. I'm just 100 feet in the air.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Whoa. Next one's from our good buddy Easton Arrow. He's just been hanging around lately, of course. Which, by the way, I love your Twitter picture there of the two, like, old school plastic
rock and soccer robes.
One can't do the rock and soccer. I've been meaning to say that. I always forget.
So aren't they hugging hashtag each other and kissing or something like
that? They're hugging or something. Hashtag the game's been checked. I've been playing Battlefield when my son is not playing Lego Rock Band. Also playing God of War on the PSP.
Which is a fantastic game. Short, but a really, really great play. Right? And there's another one coming.
Really?
Yeah, there's another one coming on the PSP.
I think it's perfect for the PSP. It just seems... Yeah.
And it's Ready at Dawn again, so it's the same studio that's working on it. It's going to be good. I'm excited. Yeah.
Next one is from Simon the Diamond Ivanov. He is Simon D. Ivanov on Twitter. Hashtag the game's been checked, Red Dead Redemption, Modern Warfare 2, new map pack, finished God of War 3, and I must say, the fully leveled up, what is that?
Nemean Cestus, yeah.
Yeah, the Nemean Cestus equal true God mode.
Those are those two lion gauntlets that Hercules has that you get from Hercules.
Oh yeah, those are the ones that isn't it Dodd? He Dodd from PSN, and he pretended they're giant bear heads. And
They're awesome. They really are. They're great.
Oh man, the next one is from Hoshnir, host of Copper Boom Cast.
Yeah, go check out the Copper Boom Cast.
Hashtag the games we check. I spent $15 on a Modern Warfare 2 mat pack, and it was totally worth it. Sir, you are a liar. Those are lies, and I do not accept them. No, hey, if you're having fun, you're having fun.
There you go.
Next one is for
Shinny 1985.
Shinny 1985. Hashtag the games and chick. Crying because Red Dead Redemption is not coming in the UK until Friday. Finnish Army of Two. It was two.
Sir,
you are also a liar.
Army of Two.
Are people not playing at co-op mode or something? I loved Army of Two, too. It was great. It was just head-popping action. I don't know.
Army of Two, too.
It was poo-poo.
Oh.
And the last one here, we have a deuce from Enter Procurity. Hashtag the game's been checked. Still playing Guild Wars. That is just sick, man. I thought my Monster Hunter addiction was bad. Literally 6 skills away from Legendary Skill Hunter. Talk about completionism. He also says, just achieved Legendary Skill Hunter in Guild Wars. First Legendary. Whoop whoop.
That's a big achievement.
Yeah, man.
Let me tell you, as someone who has reached 25 max titles, one max title like that is a lot of work.
Yeah. No, it is. I think I just went, you know what, and screw it, eventually. But I was so burnt out on Guild Wars when I said screw it, because I was playing, basically like I'm playing Monster Hunter right now.
Well, but I mean, you'll get back into it, I'm sure, before 2 comes out, like a month or two before.
It may have to check that out. And all right. It looks like that's it. Let's do a quick double check.
Yeah,
here.
check real fast and see if we can find any more gamesmen checks.
There's the keyboard action.
Yeah. Fun.
It's like karate chop action, you know. We have live keyboard action over here.
Kung Fu Grip.
Yes, we have one that didn't pop up.
All right.
Earlier, we have one from G4TE.com.
Yeah.
It's from GamesForTheElderly.com.
Gaming.
The games. They just changed their name. Forgive me, guys. I'm sorry. Used to be 035. GamingForTheElderly.com. Games in check. Splinter Cell Conviction. So says the G4TE.com troll.
There you go. Perfect. All right. So we got to clean up and we got to get the heck out of here. It's about that time, running over a little bit. But
yeah, good subject material, though. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes you just got to go a little long.
Fun stuff. How about Beer and Beards Web for the week to come? Where shall you be?
As always, you can find me on Twitter.com, Beer and Beards. You can find me on Facebook, Stephen Martineau. Other than that, that's pretty much where I'm at, unless I'm on the show.
That's a beautiful thing. Xbox Live?
Of course, you can find me as Stevius. 86, that's Stevius 86.
My man. Scotsman, web for the week to come.
Real quick, I have to mention Pyro Lily did have a Gamesman check that I screwed up. I didn't say.
Too late. Gamesman checks are done. It's clean up. Come on.
Okay. Well, then still just have to. No, just real quick. Endless Ocean got my non-video game playing sister into it, too.
Oh, geez. Endless Ocean.
Endless Ocean. It's kind of
right. It is kind of cool. Yeah, it's kind of cool. Just wasn't my speed, that's all.
And definitely grats to Kitsune, her 2-year and anniversary, to with the one ring.
Congratulations.
I will be, of course, on Twitter quite a bit. I know the last few days have been dry. It's because of Monster Hunter. It's not my fault. Rabbit_Scotsman there on Twitter. Xbox, if you're lucky enough to see me again because I'm Monster Hunter, that's Rabbit space Scotsman. Scotsman is spelled with 0 because I had to.
There you go.
And I would give out my code on Monster Hunter Try, but I don't remember it. So unless you've got it written down still.
No, I don't have it still written down.
It's like V2PE something, I think. I don't know.
Well, and for you, good buddy, is it the same as
always? Oh, it's always the same. JSSLIFELIKE pretty much everywhere. PlayStation Network, supposedly Xbox Live, Steam, Skype, you know, Xfire, just about everywhere. So, you know, look me up. If you want to catch up with me on Monster Hunter, I am capital L Y F as in Frank, E L I E K, lifelike, spelled unconventionally. And that is about it for me. I do want to mention that not this Friday, but it would appear to be the 28th of May, Burnout Paradise PS3 game night. I promised Kozigan that would be at the top of my list. So if you guys have Burnout Paradise for the PS3, come and meet us. We'll probably start about 7 p.m. Eastern time, I'm thinking. Let's see. The email address for the show, Mr. Scotsman, how may folks get a hold of us?
You can send us emails with RPG questions, show suggestions, even feature music. Anything you want to send us, well, almost anything, at thegamesmanrpg@gmail.com.
Beautiful.
Also, always iTunes reviews. Give them, whether you love us or hate us, go into iTunes and leave a review, please.
We do have an iTunes review, a new one I did see from that I forgot to include from Beer and Beards.
I was thinking of a different one then. I've got a different one here.
What did I say? I don't even remember.
I can't remember myself.
I think I said something like, it was, you know, it's the best gaming podcast around, you know.
Good format, I think it was.
Yeah, like everybody knows their stuff. It's very educated about the industry of gaming, not necessarily just games in general, but the whole industry is great. So, yeah, if you're a new listener, tell your friends about it if they are themselves are into gaming as a whole.
Then you like to debate things, you know, debate the finer philosophical aspects of gaming.
For sure. Of course. I mean, even if you have the littlest interest in gaming, I think it's a great podcast to listen to.
Well, thank you. We do appreciate that.
You're very much welcome, sir.
I do want to mention the actual show Twitter account, TheGamesmanRPG, all one word. So follow TheGamesmanRPG on Twitter. You guys can also give us feedback and leave us messages by voicemail. Don't forget at 267-940-RPG1. That's 7741. Scotsman, do you want to divulge a little bit about what we're kind of planning?
No, he doesn't.
I'm thinking. I'm sorry. I should have said something there. I thought I did. I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. I hadn't really considered it yet.
We're planning on at some point moving to Thursday.
Thursday nights.
The show planning to move to Thursday. So the reason why we're planning on doing this is the fact that Tuesday night is a bad night for Acidby, and at this point we're pretty sure that the call-in show is now going to become Mr. Scotsman's show.
Well, yeah. How about that?
Yes.
I get to host my own show.
So I just think that
Aunt Babe on Thursday night.
Well, you'll probably helm that, and then, because I know you have something in the works, and we kind of have a new aspect coming to the shows.
Yeah, soon.
Because actually the hosting is up on, I think, in July. So the hosting is up on July, and I think we're going to make a few changes, and the changes may include a more, I don't know, maybe a deeper gamesman experience with the site and maybe a few new aspects that tie into the call-in show. So this is a possibility. So I'm thinking maybe that we may move to Thursday, and that Thursday, first Thursday show may be during E3, possibly. If we can get good internet and we can actually broadcast from out there. So we shall see. I'm not entirely sure. So are you kind of excited, Scotsman, about kind of helming the other show or no?
Yeah, man, I'm pumped. I'm pretty damn pumped.
I know you have some good ideas, and
I got a lot of ideas.
I don't know if they're good, but they're
awesome. Yeah, there's certainly a lot of them. So, hey, you know, just shotgun approach, and we'll see. We'll see which one sticks.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. So I think that is going to be about it. I am I'm thinking that maybe it's time for us to do it. We just get the heck out of here. So on behalf of the Rabid Scotsman, on behalf of Beer and Beard, I am always like, we are the Gamesmen, and until next time, we ask,
what role will you play?
I am mad.
Satisfied with this podcast, please return any portions for a full refund.